1, 2, 3, 4, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, testing. Testing. I think the tape recorder's in the shop tonight. So, the next week. Thursday, I'm not learning. I'm going to be out of town Thursday. Monday, I hope we'll be back. Pasha Sulu. We are on Daf Choftes Ma'a for the Ban. Lassar Isar, the second line from the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan Pasach, Rabbi Yochanan open. Now here's a lot of, according to the Shai Torah Seretz Yisrael, it seems right. There's a lot of distortion in this last line here. Rabbi Yochanan Pasach should be B'tahus. He opened Passover letter with B'tahus, which means literally astonishment. And that means Charata, as opposed to Pasach, he used Charata. And it's the next word to be Ilule. It says you repeat Ilule, he takes out the verb. Ilule do, and then he changes the next three words considerably. It should be Ilule do Yodis, were you to have known the toys, you would have regret the nether, neither have us, would you have made the nether? And that, if the person would say, no, had I known that I would have had remorse, I would not have made the nether. Nether, so that charata is sufficient to be to allow the nether to be annulled. Says Mar Tolus lo kenolat kenolatu, isn't Tolus like nolat? In other words, we have a next Mishnah, we have a concept, we haven't seen it yet, that one cannot be matir nether based on circumstances which arose after time elapsed. That's be a circumstance which was inherent in the nether at the time that it was taken. So therefore, it would seem that charata, subsequent remorse, is not inherent in the nether when the nether is taken. So therefore, how can it serve as the basis rematir nether? It's something new. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Not true. It's not something new. Atos mitzuya. Charata, remorse over the nether, regret, is prevalent, and therefore it's dormant, but it's present at the time that the nether is already taken." And we have a story like this. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, lo matza pesach l'nitro. You're going to find an opening for his nether which he made. Ad shepo echo mizikne golil. Until one of the elders of the golil came. Easter in some say Rabbi Shimon Elazar. And some say it was Rabbi Shimon Elazar who did it. Havanosalim mikar mukim la mikar. So he could hach. He caused him great anguish. He moved him, he put him, took him from one place. I put him in another place. Nothing we can't. Took him to another place. Woke him up and put him in the first place. Adukme Gushim Shah, until he was in the middle of the sun, but 5 minutes I was constantly beating his clothes to keep away the mosquitoes or whatever other bugs that were there. Armin lay, so there Shimon Lord said, "No, Ilo Isio Yodea, were you to have known that I ain't sabbat this old man," meaning he himself, "Avalach Kane, would do this to you. No, the Ha'is, would you have taken the nether on Marlon?" So he said to him, "No, I certainly would not." But surely, it was not on this basis. So this is clearly Charata, right? Because this is nothing to do with the nether itself. It's obviously it has remorse because this old man, Rosh Hashanah, caused him anguish and made him move from the sun to the shade, from the shade to the sun, until he got all buggy. So therefore, this is Charata, yet we see that Charata is sufficient in order to be matir nether. So again, Pesach is in the actual nether itself. There was something there, which later on obviously became exacerbated. Charata is where there was nothing in the nether itself, but because of the circumstances which developed, he regrets having taken the nether to begin with. Okay?
It's similar to the problem,
right? It's very similar to the problem, yeah. Yeah, it's very similar, right? But Pes Karato seem to do the same thing. Says Umara, Armon, Minola Chadok. So they asked Rishon Lozer, how did you know this chop, you know, this way of being matir nether? Amar Lon, so the answer, he said, Mishori Sar Meiro, you see. But Baruch Hoshni, I was the servant, the Mishamish, or mayor, when he fled a second time from Eretz Yisrael. I don't remember exactly who times were, but he did flee, I guess, twice. And, we're around the Moshe. brings it down. The first time he fled Bikwan, he got smicha by Rav Yehuda ben Bava, and the Romans had decreed that nobody should get smicha at this time. And the second time he fled, when his wife Bruda committed suicide, so he fled out of embarrassment. He left the Eretz Yisrael. So those are the two times that he left the Eretz Yisrael. So the second time he went, the Rav Shimon Loza was his Mishores, and there, that's how he learned this patent, this trick. He started some say Maklosh and Meir Hoysa B'Yadi. He said Rav Meir's rod was in my hand, meaning that he was the the Mashbiach explains it, it wasn't a magical staff, rather he was the you know, every Zion is supposed to have a shoter, right, a policeman who enforces the law. Rameir, so he said, I was Rameir's policeman, I was his enforcer. And Bim Lamedesli Deh, the fact that I was in fulfilling that job, that's where I learned knowledge. Rabbi Yirmiyah Shari Nidra, Rabbi Yirmiyah used to be Matir Neder, yet after he was Matir Neder Mekayim, he still fulfilled the Neder. In other words, he wanted to be Matir Neder unless he couldn't fulfill, but then afterwards he would attempt to fulfill nonetheless. Either because he was afraid, that people won't know that he was Matir Neder, it might be because he was not certain that the guy was Matir Neder and did it properly. Lo yadim, we don't know if that's the reason. Or maybe it's a tactic, because the Yetzirah only wants things which are also to it. But once you make the things mutzer for the Yetzirah by being Matir Neder, so then the Yetzirah doesn't pursue you anymore that much, because Yetzirah wants to do his surin, not things which are mutzer to you. So therefore, he, Dafka, in order to keep his Neder, you might do the Neder, because there's no more Yetzirah, you know, to go against the Neder. So we don't know if it's because of the quality of the HaTorah, which he did not like, or because the only reason why his mind could begin with is because he wanted to get out of the HaTorah issue, but of course he wanted to fulfill whatever nether he had taken. Says more further, later we know what the reason is. Rabbi Yirmiyah Katlov Aboy Medu. Rabbi Yirmiyah, when he didn't want to judge. So the Mashbiyah takes out the word Kat. Because Kad means when he didn't want to judge. It sounds like sometimes he did judge, and sometimes he used the excuse we're about to give. So Mashbiyah doesn't like that he made up an excuse whenever he didn't want to judge. So therefore he takes the word Kad, which means Rabbi Yirmiyah never judged because of what he's about to say. What he's about to say, Omar, he said, not a knee kehaya. My eyes are dark, and it was my eyesight is not so good. And it says, well, PM Yeko Reeve the Chonaga. Based on the mouths, the say-so of the Dayanim will be, or the Kohanim actually, but the Kohanim or Dayanim will be all disputes and all negatzaras. Hikish Reeve and the Goyim. So it's a linkage drawn between disputes and tzaras. Mana Goyim, Chomara, Ene Goyim, Mana Goyim. It says it's got to be towards the eyes of the Kohen. I would just be able to see it. Afreeve, and so to the disputes. They have to be to the eyes of the Kohen. Raimana Noda Mincham. Raimana took a neder, so therefore he didn't want to judge when his eyesight was no good. Raimana Noda Mincham, the Avoi. And Nona took a neder not to drink his father's wine. Asa Avoi, so his father came to spend time with him. Amar Lei, and his father said to Raimana, Ilo Isi Odei, I think his father was Rabbi Yonah. I don't remember exactly, but I think that that's good. He said, Eloi said that the Adamit star, were you to know that I would have anguish because you don't drink my wine? No, there you said, would you have taken the nether? Amalei lo. He said, no, I would not take the nether. Bishar Lane and his father is not doing the nether for him. So says Maramanika, what do we talk about? If he's offering his own wine on his father, not his father's wine upon himself, but his own wine on his father, Hadarhi Diyamar, in this case, we don't allow the netter to actually even take effect to begin with. Because in this case, we have a Kalad Rasei Halacha, which I don't think is in the Bavli. Dom Rabbi Yaakov Barachor, Rabbi Shul Barnach, Rabbi Shul Rabbi Yonasan. Kovin is a ben Shiozo Nazar. We compel the son to feed the father. So therefore, it's like Master Mashkos of the Torah. You can't take a netter against that which the Torah said explicitly. And the Torah says you must feed your father, right? So, in Elikinachim, what are we talking about here, rather? The guy forbids his father's sanah upon himself. And if the father comes and says, yes, but it caused me anguish, and the son says, well, I can know you, it was caused you anguish, I would not have taken the netter. So then, that, of course, is a valid way of undermining the netter. It's a Pesach. Ramana saw another. Ramana took the netter of himself with Gabi Rabbi Shemi. And he went then to Rabbi Shemi, he mounted the netter. And Rabbi Shemi used the following Pesach. We used to know the people would stay away from you. They would distance themselves from you. The at nadron, because you're a person who's susceptible to making no nadorin. Would not that be so? Would you take a netter under those circumstances? Armoy Losi said, no, it's definitely not. Had I known it would give me a bad name, I would never have taken the netter. The Charlene was Matthew's netter for him. Okay? So these are Psachim and Charotas which work. Bonamar Abelezer, Alocha Beis, Abelezer said as well, Paiskim Noah, even if the Pesach was not inherent in the netter at the time it was taken, the same which happened later on, that's enough, that's good enough, it's considered to be a Pesach. The Chachamah, Ozu, and Chachamah forbid that. It has to be a Pesach, which is inherent in the netter at the time it was taken. Keita, what's an example? Ha'amar Konam Sheni Nana Lish Poni. The person said, took an oath not to write any benefit to a certain individual. But now it says Sofer, and that individual then became a Tam Chacham, Sofer. Oshem Matthias Beno Bekarf, or the guy was going to make a big lavish wedding. They wanted to attend the wedding, right? So under those circumstances, we ask him, Amar, Ilo Yisrael Deshu Nathan Sofer, would you have known he would become a Tam Chacham? Oshem Matthias Beno Bekarf, or they was going to marry off his son very soon. Ilo Yisrael No there. In that case, we're making another, so then we can matter the netter for you. Similarly, if a person took a netter not to enter a house, and then became a shul in that house, became a shtibel, right? It was in Peterson Park, it became a shtibel. Armelais, they said, and the guy says, were I to have known that it was going to become a shul, Lois, you know that I've never taken such a netter. So I bless him out here. Realize all, even though it's no lot, it's legitimate. But even though it's going to travel later on, is that sufficient? The Chachamim say it's not sufficient. It has to be something which is inherent there at the beginning, and not that sometime later became a shul.
That's
what Shiva. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Moshe, Rabbi Shimon Levi. How do we know? This line is in the Bavli. It's basically almost the only line in the Bavli, a couple of lines later, but most of the lines here are independent of Shammis. And so, Shemri Rav Shem Levi said, Mimosha Lom Rabbi Lezer. Moshe is the source proof of Posse Benoah. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu was Posse Echlo Benoah. Posse Kodesh Baruch Benoah. Where to? Where so? I'm right, Kodesh Baruch said, look, you took a netter to stay by your father-in-law's house. That's true, by Yisrael. But were you to have known, were you to have known that all the people who were quest your death died, no doubt, would you have still taken the netter? Now, the more parenthetically asked, were they dead? They weren't dead. And the children were the same, they lost their property, which is like death. Now, so in any event, that's the case where Poseach Menolad. Now, Omar Abim Rehavir said, Hodatat Omar, at Shiloh, and this is going back to our mission. Our mission talked about what about the case where God became a Talmud Chacham later in life. So we said that that's a machlokas, whether Poseach Menolad or not Poseach Menolad, right? Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah has a machlokas here.
With Rabbi Yossi. And here, too,
the Charlie Taylor said so makes big changes to Gear Saw, which it seems are necessary. Okay, I'm IBM, if this guy, when he took the matter for him, was a total boor eating rainbows, he hadn't even discussed halachic issues. So then it's Nola later on if he becomes a Talmud Chacham. It's like Pani Mechadoshus, right? He was before a boor in Amaharis. But Avol, this is continuing on with his gear, so Inasa Minasa, not inside the Morgo. Inasa Minasa Bidvar Halacha, if he already had learned a little bit of Divrei Halacha, discussed them, ain't to Noah, that's not to be Noah. Because already the seeds are planted, there's going to be a Talmud Chacham. Is that clear? That is a Pesach.
Because he's now
a Talmud
Chacham, even though he had the seeds before.
No, that's good. That's a Pesach.
That is it?
Yeah, because Pesach is where the seeds of undermined Neder were present when the Neder was made.
So if he was an Ignoramus before, now he's a Talmud Chacham.
Then that's a Nola.
That's a Nola.
Right.
Not a Pesach.
Right. And Nola doesn't work according to Kol Chacham. So it says one of the, let me hear me out again, it's not Noah. I'm Rabbi Yossi, again, none of this is in the Gemara, I'm reading it from the Shatar Sitzro's Gear. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, I feel even if he already had shown some indication that he was going to go in that direction younger, nevertheless, it's still like Noilach, because Lamaisa, he was not a Talmud Chacham at the time, only now is he a Talmud Chacham. So it says, Gemara, top of Lam Rabah, Cheder Rabbi Yossi Min Hador. What's Rabbi Yossi's proof? That when he came to Talmud Chacham, excuse me, even Yisho promises youth, it's considered to be a Poyim Chadoshes, Min Hador, from this case. Nachum Hamadi. Nachum Hamadi made a mistake. This is a case which actually it's going to be down a couple lines, but we'll say it outside anyway. Nachum Hamadi was one of the last Kohanim Gedolim, or one of the last Shoftim in times of Bais Rishon. And a bunch of people came down after the Bais Rishon was destroyed, and they were Nazirim, and they wanted to be Makir their korban Nazirus, be brought there from Nazirus. Problem is, no Bais Hamikdash anymore. So the only way to get them out of being the Zerim is what?
How do you know?
Right, exactly. That's what I was going to discuss.
This is in the Bavli.
This is in the Bavli? Really? It could be right. It would be himself in Nazir. It could be we did after. Actually, I think it's probably in the Mishnah there, from what it says from the side. So in any event, Matam, he made a mistake. Shapasal and Manola. He organized this walk. He used a nolad. Nachamadi said, "Ilayisim yonish beis hamikdash asi lichara." We used to have known the beis hamikdash is going to be destroyed. Noidim hayisam leos nazirim. Do you have taken oath to become nazirim? And that, of course, is nolad because at the time that he took the nolad, there was a beis hamikdash. Rabbi Zeir said, "No, he couldn't make into a pesach though." What he should have is false. Lois and Nodim, didn't you know Shanibu Lachem Nevim, that the original Nevim, many years ago, Ray testified, prophesied, was Mancha Basimi Dishkam Shasili Chareb, that Basimi is going to be destroyed. So that's really a Pesach. It's not a Nolad because it was already prophesied by Nevuah.
It's like the seeds of the Talmud Chacham.
That's right. It's the seeds of the Churban. So, So it's a Pesach, that could be the Pesach, not a Lola, right? Lava Kanoa wouldn't be a Noah. Rabbi Yehuda said, Odu Kanoa, that still would be a Noah. Yochanan Abba Meimar, because they could have said, Yochanan, we knew that there were such prophecies. Eladavina and Sarvim, we thought to mean, Lai Rechoik, it's only going to happen in the distant future. Hachazon Asher, Hu Chosel Yomim Rabi. The test of the vision which he which he envisioned for many days in the future, and for distant times he testified. And so obviously that would make a Nola again, because they wouldn't have believed that would happen in their day. So there'd be Nola, not Pesach. It says, Marva Asid Rabbi Yirmiya Krabi Zira. Rabbi Yirmiya, who said that we look at the seeds which are there at the beginning, and if God was Nosim Ba'alacha, so he's already on the path to becoming a Talmud Chacham. That's like Rabbi Zira, who says that the Beis Hamikdash's destruction could be considered to be a Pesach as well, because it was already dormant in the Nevuah. With Rabbi Yossi, who says that it has to be a mistake. Has to be mamish mistake, which is explicitly involved in this episode, which undermines the narrative. So he holds like Rabbi Ela, who says also that the Binyan Beis Hamikdash was considered to be a nola. Okay, so this is like Rabbi Ela says Binyan Beis Hamikdash is a nola. So to Rabbi Yossi says anything which is not imminent is nola as well. Okay. It says the theater on which really should be Talmud Nina. Learned over there. Ain Mochin in Masechta Megillah. Ain Mochin Beis Agnesis El Al Tnai. Only can sell a shul on condition. That you can get it back whenever you want, if you want it back. Now, of course, you'd rather not get it back, but they're going to convert it into a church, so you want to get it back instead, right? So that you have to do tonight. I could do it by the base of the stream, base of Nessus. That makes sense. You build it for the purpose of a shul. That you have to do it tonight. Bani and the stream chotzer. What if a personal guy built it for himself as his courtyard? The Ikdisha, and then he made it Kodesh. Ma, what's its status in Allah? The Shemini Minadol, it's not from here. Konam Lebayez Hashani Nichnas, if a person says, I'm not going to enter this house, Benasa Beis HaKnesses becomes a shul. Hodam Ra, that's a valid transaction. No, it's not a valid. You can go into the house anyway. Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Nishmiya Tal, Konam Bayi Seshen Nichlas, so it's not going to enter this house. When Nasa basically says, it comes to Shul. Adam Ras teaches us, Bayi Seshen Chotzer, if you build a house for a Shul, build a yard, Big Disha, and you made Kaddush. Kaddush. It's valid Kaddusha. Emesayu Kaddusha, when, however, is its Kaddusha? Miyad, when it's dedicated, or Vishas Tashish, when it's used. Let me make myself clear. I'm probably not making myself clear on this one.
I don't understand the analogy.
We see that something can be a shul afterwards, right?
So
you build for a chotzer, but build the shul afterwards, right? Whatever it is, so then even if it was built, a shul was built by a regular guy, so then and as long as it's kosher afterwards, so all the parameters which are mentioned here, you don't sell basically as LL Tanai apply to it as well. If the base of Knesset is built out tonight, I'm still not sure I'm getting this right here. We're trying to prove that base of Knesset, which is even was built for some other purpose, is supposed to be sold out tonight. Right? That you can't just sell it outright. Because I might think, well, it didn't come into existence as a shul. It doesn't have to go out of existence as a shul.
Ma'alim to Shane Moritin. So if it started out as a secular building,
No, but the point is that now I want to convert it back to a secular building. So that's Gemara's answer. that even if it was originally a secular building, it can't revert back to a secular building.
In the middle of the position.
That's right.
And so it's Malam Kodoshim.
Right. Okay, that's what it says here. Malam Kodoshim Maridim. No, it doesn't use that phrase. I just quoted myself. But it says again, Emochrim, Tinyat Amon, Emochrim, basically, so tonight has to be sold in condition. Akhvich, by the same, this is only this SFB, a shul from birth. By the same, Kachacha, what did he build there for the purpose of a courtyard? The Gdisha, and then he made Kadosh Ma, what's the status? Vishmina Menado, it's over here. Kerma Baizah Shein Nichos, a person says, a Kodom is not entering this house. Menasa basically says it becomes a shul. So when you can enter the house, it means it becomes its Ketz's Kedusha later on. But the Amras teaches this also. Vayashem Chotzer, if you built it for the purpose of a courtyard, Vigdisha Namri Kosh afterwards, Kedusha, it's a vow Kedusha. Damer. Oh, but the Shai is what happens here beforehand. Amos Ayu Kedusha, when is it Kedusha? Miyad, the moment of designation of B'Shai's Tashi from the time you use it. It's actually a machlokas in Sanhedrin among Abai and Rova Fas Mona Milso Lab Milso. Is designation sufficient or actually use consecrate? Shemini adults, and every year. Also, a table of shame, say for somebody who makes a bimut with a sefer down on its sefer Torah. The pachos and the kirchhoff's shame, say for the purpose of rolling the Torah. Actually, the shtamish bam sefer. Mutal ishtamish. Actual Mishtamish Behain Sefer. But before you use the Sefer as a Sefer, Mutar Mishtamish and a regular guy can use the book for whatever reasons. The Yishtamish is saying, once you use a Sefer, also Yishtamish ben Yedir, you can't use them for regular purposes. Well, here too, Ma'ele Shinasu L'Shem Sefer, Ein HaKadosh L'Chatzi Tashish, these things are made for the purpose of a Sefer, are only Mekudosh when they're actually used. Zush B'Nuya L'Shem Chotzer, Rokoshki, and that thing which is right, he's saying very simply, he's saying, if in the case of a Sefer Torah where it's built for the purpose of Sefer, it's written as a Sefer Torah, you still have to wait until you actually use it in order to be considered to be the owner, right? So this case of Chotzer, right? Zushman Shein Chotzer Lo Koshin, it's not Rav Chomer, it only becomes Kaddish when you actually, when so you see.
Even though you've consecrated it.
Right, that's not sufficient. If you made a proposal chulin and then you consecrate them, they're kodesh, but you still need a maisa. If it's a case where it was started as chulin, you need a maisa to uplift it to the purpose of kodesh. Okay? So from the get-go, you just designate. But if it was a rei chulin, you need something to uplift it later on. Okay? So, but once it's uplifted, it has the status of regular hektish. Okay? Says the Gemara, right? It says, Mishra, Mamre, Yitzvah, Shei, Kenolat, Beinu, Kenolat. Certain things which look like Kenolat, but they're not really Kenolat. Now, Chomim, Bonim, Chomim can see the point there. Ketzad, how is this so? Amar, Kenim, Shei, Neise, Plonis. It says, according to takes a neder, he's not going to marry so-and-so. Shavia Rakos, his father is a bad guy, the Shver is evil. Right? Amalo, they said, Mace, the Shver died. Also, Tshuva, he did Tshuva. So in that case, the assumption is that we can be Matan Neder. Similarly, Ploini Shavia Ra. I went back. Kodem Lubayze. Shane Nichnas, and the person says he's taking a konam not to enter a certain house, Shakel of Rabbisol, because there's a rabbit dog inside it, and they said to him again, Oshan Oshbidol, there's a snake inside of it. Amalo, he said, Mesokel Banaran Anochash, the dog died and the snake was killed. Iran can know it's like Nolad, but Enoch can know it. It's not. It's like Nolad, but it's not like Nolad, and therefore works. So Chachamim Mogen Chachamim can see the point of this Mishnah. How so? What's the issue here? Shmuel Amar Mishum Neder Tos, because here it's not just a mistaken impression. It's a mistaken Neder. Mistaken Neder never takes effect. Is that clear?
Why is it a toss? At the time the shikari was bad, or the snake and the dog were there.
Yeah, but, so,
but it was a tonight. It was really a tonight.
We assume he's dead afterward. We assume he's dead by now.
So as soon as the reason why he made the nether disappears because they die, or they do tshuva, then the nether doesn't have effect anymore. The only reason for the nether was because of the bad guys.
Right.
Once the bad guys are gone, so you don't need that nether anymore. So the nether should just fall off. I don't know if it's a toss. It's just...
In which case?
Either way. Either the shver or the animals.
Yeah, but so what you were saying, it's better than that. It's a nether toss.
So it retroactively...
It's all void without even a nether chach. Only chokh be matzah because it's just a toast. It wasn't a netter, which has to be mum butter. It's just a toast, a mistake. That's what Mar says, Shmuel my netter toast. For a mace a killer, for a narrow enough, it's already dead. Rabbi Ilo B'Shem Rabbi Lezer said, Meshuk, sorry, it's a different variation of the same thing. Meshuk Katola Nidro, the dover. It's like netter out tonight. Because you make a contingent, you stipulated
that it's
in there. Oh, that's what you wanted to say is a netter out tonight, not a peso, a netter out tonight. Oh, that's very good. Okay, so that's what it says. I misunderstood you, sorry. It's like in condition as follows. Where it says, I'm not going to have any benefit from so and so, calls much love with shacharim, as long as wearing black clothes, because I don't like charedim. No, it doesn't say that here in this Gemara. But he says because I lavish the money mutter votes and then around tonight if the guy puts on white clothes you'll have to drive under offering. Okay, so the same idea here. It's a net around tonight, not necessarily net around.
So again, this is the more black is there.
Right, yeah. Black was not a good thing, right? What do I mean? See how generations have progressed? black ties? More caution, right? Just attention to black tie options. I'm going to have to rent my tuxedo. What do I mean? Where is it? I skipped the last line here? Yeah, I skipped the last line. That's critical. The Yushu Bavli doesn't throw that line in, but the Bavli ends with the Kasha. Says, if this is Neder Tos, didn't we learn Neder Tos elsewhere in the Masechta? I don't remember where, but we learned Neder Tos, and where it says, okay, Kasha. But I think the Teretz is like what the Mora says here, it comes to tell us the Chiddush, they don't even need Heter Chacham, and that's how the Rambam passes. This type of Neder Tos or Neder of tonight is so blatantly un-nether-like that therefore don't need to call complete monitoring. Okay. Ronamai Mayor said, post a little across the Shabbatoy. We open and give a pass over that which says in the table. We say then Elo Isa Dead, you were to know. Shatoeva Losi Kom Lo Titor. You're gonna transgress revenge and grudge. But look, it's not so and hating your friend in your heart. Loving your friend as yourself. Your brother should live with you. Shemayot, how sorry you transgress all these things. Shemayot, because maybe you'll become poor, your friend. So you will not be able to support him. V'amar, and he says, if a person says, you are easy to do, you can't. Where did I know that those are the ramifications? Well, you see, no, there. You take a letter, I raise them more to than he's more to the letter. Okay? See, it says, now the whole God walk here is not the Bible. Do not take revenge or bear grudges against the members of your nation. Hey, Chavita, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? have what's the analogy, I should say? What's a metaphor? It's interesting. Yerushalmi feels compelled to give it a metaphor. It's have a mekata kupa. It's like somebody who's chopping meat. Umacha sakin in the yada. And he stuck himself with the knife. So tafs, everything with the yada is going to hit the other hand. In other words, he stuck himself with the knife in one hand. It's going to go back and hit the other hand with his with the knife wielding hand with his other hand. Is just causing himself more pain, right? So too, the human body of Chrysler is integrally connected. Say a similar thing. In other words, even though he did something for which you could bear a grudge, but you're bearing grudge is like the right hand bearing a grudge for the left hand, and that's why we don't allow it. Okay? Now that v'after echa kamocha, to love your friend as yourself, Rabbi Kiva Omer Seu Klal Godol V'Torah, that's a great principle of Torah. Benazi Omer, I got a better klal. Many people are familiar with Rabbi Kiva's when I was Benazi. He says, Zeh Sefer Toldos so Odom. This is the book of the genealogy of Odom. Zeh Klal Godol Mizeh, this is a greater underlying principle of the world. And the Mefarshim explained that so it's one of several possibilities, actually. One interpretation is that I don't like that shot. What is that? I don't like that shot either. The Ravan's pshat, which is not in the Gemara itself, it's only short, and he says pshat, it's a nice pshat. He says that in Machlokes, who's the person loved more, himself or his kid? If you say a person loved himself more, then we say v'hafta re'echa kamocha. Say you love your kid more, so we say Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. Remember, there were kids involved here, and they have to be mechabed. So to your kid should be mechabed you as well. Okay, so it depends what his topic conversation is. Another, that's a Rabban. Another interpretation of the Tzion Yerushalayim, a very nice interpretation on the side, is that we say that what's that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is named Elohim. Elohim is plural. How can we talk about plural when it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right, it's happy curses, right? So we say that Elohim means master of all forces, right? He's not in the force; the force is not him, but he's the master of all forces. Okay, so if that's the case. You want to say something?
No.
So if that's the case over here. The Ben Azim wants to say that's true if there's somebody else you have to take into account. Right? If there's something else you have to take into account, so then... No, that's not what he says. He says like this, he says more very simple. He says, the concept of Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam means that everybody is disparate, yet at the same time everybody comes from Adam Rishon. So to Lo Sikom Lo Sitor, because even though everybody is disparate, everybody is a member of Klal Yisrael. So he's coming to explain, actually, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam means that everybody has to abide by the same principles because everybody is connected to each other as relatives. Okay, is that clear? So that I always learned a different pshat, though. That, and by the way, it's interesting, the Ben Azeh never married. The question is whether that's, related to this, right? I think V'ahavta re'echa kamocha means love another person as your own, as yourself. In fact, it says at the beginning of Parashat Yitzchak, it says the reason why a chassan has to go check out a kala before they get married is to actually look at her, is so because of V'ahavta re'echa kamocha, that you shouldn't hate her afterwards because she's ugly, right? Ben Azeh never married. He held, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam means, but he had the Shemayim, they're going to check out what your Toldos were. And when the Gemara said, Chum Rashi, the beginning of Parashas Toldos of Shel Tzadik is Torah and Ma'asim Tovim. So when he said Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, he didn't mean with your friend you should have more friendly relations. No, and like the senior slime says that just like Hashem, it seems to be multiple things, but really it's the master of all forces. So too, you can have multiple friends, but they all should be considered to be one with you. That's what senior slime explains it. No, he explains it that it means that greater than to develop your relationship with us is to develop the full potential that you yourself have granted. That's how I think Ben Arad is learning.
So it's Talmudos, not Talmudos.
What?
So instead of the word
told us,
it's
a lot of it's really the same word. Yes. Our grammar is faulty. We don't realize it, but it's really the same word. Okay? It says in our... Rabbi's here. He said... So we said, maybe you'll get poor. That's the type of... So it says, Shemiyani lo knowed. Wasn't that like knowed? Right, Zero said, Anidas Mitsuya, no, poverty unfortunately happens very, very frequently. Kodachai by an unnecessary individual. Have a Baldine Osir, his co-litigant was very rich. Asa by Minyan coming out, so they wanted to go, the guy who was very poor wanted to go judge the case in front of Rab. Shal Rab, I say, so Rab sent for the rich guy. So the rich guy said, hey, Ima, who on a boy may say, may do with this little rump, I'm going to come to judgment? If all the camels of Arabia come, lo to inam, they cannot carry for Kasaya the strong boxes that putziki today of my deeds. Why I have so much, so vast holdings? So obviously he was very rich. So min yad nava says Gemara. So Rav heard this and he said, Maun is Goya, why is he being haughty? The low lay to hate Maun is Goya, the low lay, why is they brought so which is not his? Hey, possible there's going to be a curse in it. Minyat, Bili, Nafkas Kabal, Kalbosi, Min Malchusa, a pronouncer went out for the king. Yehu, that this rich guy should go, Umadlay, he and all his wealth, with him own to loss, in order to be locked up and throw away the key. So, obviously, he was about to lose all his money when he fell soup. Asagavi Rab, so he came to Rab Armalay, so he said, Sili Olai, the heaven for me. Do not see Tachzor, that I should be able to go back to all these things, in words that, these things should not be taken away from. Apparently, you prove your point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying attention. So I'm telling you, love cause of loss, so he died for him, and the stuff came back to him. And everybody lived happily ever after. Poschim Lod Ksuvas Ishto. We can make a pest of an individual by via the Ksuvas wife. Mice Bevel Chinatim Ishto. It's a guy, example that a guy. For swore all benefit from his wife, but it's a ksuva also about me a zuz, and a ksuva is only 400 zuz. Plus in the Akiva, so the case came from Rabbi Akiva. And the Akiva li tenu a ksuva. And he required the husband to give it to his wife, even though she's a beula, a ksuva. Right? What?
The full amount.
What?
The full
amount, right. So... I don't know if she was a blue, actually, but the bottom line is that he was mudra anah from her. So he has to give her the ksuba. He's going to have to divorce her, so he has to give her the ksuba. So he said to him, the guy said, Rebbe, shmona me ozuzi niyach liyab.
My portion 400 is not enough that I take 200, she takes 200. Let's make a compromise. Amalei Akiva said, "Baloney! I feel I'm moving to Rosh Chodesh. Even if you have to sell the hair off my head, your head, like Rabbi Akiva's wife did, right? She, Rachel, used to sell the hair off her head. I know it's a ksuva. You got to give her a ksuva. But Pilo Yisrael now, Obama, he said, Rabbi Akiva said, wherever we have a way out, said Ilavi Yisrael, that we too know Shukain. Do we have to pay your whole ksuva 400 zuz? Or Yisrael Noida, would you have taken? And then Lo Yisrael Noida, would you not have refrained from taking a letter of this sort? And he said, because we're afraid, be to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said it's mutter. He was matin that based on the fact that the guy was reticent about paying the 400 Jews.
Bottom
line. Right. Said Mark, I don't stand. The government and Metalklin, how are you going to make him pay for Metalklin? The assignment, is only collecting from real estate. There's no real estate, so how is he going to collect from Metalklin? So in fact, it's interesting, there's a tremendous machlokes between the Baal and Yerushalmi. The Baal and Yerushalmi talk holds it as a result of this question. It's not, we changed the tenor of the Mishnah from Metalklin to Karkos. I tell you about Karkos here, right? It says you're going to have to sell the hair of your head to pay for the ksuva, that's not Karkos. So he says that's, you're going to have to, once you get rid of all your real estate, he probably says, that's what you're going to have to live off. You're going to have to live off the hair of your head, right? So the Bible actually doesn't say about real estate. Yerushalmi says it's talking about Metalklin. Now, there's a big machlokas here, which was brought down by the Amud Yerushalayim. What happens if a guy wants to divorce his wife because he hasn't made the bear ksuva? Can he divorce her and worry about the ksuva later? Because he can't, the divorce doesn't go through until he pays the ksuva. So the Bible, Yerushalmi, we want to say, holds, the divorce doesn't go through until the ksuva can be paid. I mean, he can divorce her, but that's evil, because he really should not be allowed to divorce until the ksuva can be paid. The Bavli holds that, no, you can write ksuva first, ask questions later. I mean, write get first, ask questions about the ksuva later. So, the bottom line here is, says the Gemara, the government tells me, I forgot the Tamar, even you say, should be angle the Talmud, don't go in front of Talmud. Amrlo Shitay, we pressure the guy to give from a Talmud, which we can't actually take as a Talmud, it's eminent domain, where you can pressure the guy and say, give him a Talmud to pay her the Ksuba. Because the truth is, as the lien itself, the lien is on all his property, even on his Talmud. Right? That's the nature of a lien. Obviously, the basin only collects real estate because of Takonos or Shuk, whatever the case is. But we pressure the guy and we say, make life miserable, we call him day and light, and don't give him aliyahs until he actually gives Oyev Ramiz Metalklin. Okay? Rabbi Meisha Shaw, Rabbi Meisha asked, Ma'u Lomar Li Yorshin, Ligvos, it should mean I'm Metalklin. What happens if you have heirs? And the heirs, can they collect from the Metalklin? Now, it's talking about there's an Amana who's owed a ksuva. She wants to send the Yosomi to collect from the Talmud. Can they go and do so? Right? Rabbi Amara said, no, they can't. They're stuck. They can only go from free and clear stuff, not stuff he personally redeemed. Masisa Amra Kane, the Mishnah tells us, it says, She'ain Omer Lohem, or later on it says the Masechta, it says She'ain Omer Lohem, or somewhere else, I don't know. What's my place? What? She'ain Omer Lohem, that we do not tell the Yorshim that they have to pay from the Talmud. Why is that? They tell them, although they can, but they don't have to. The thing that we learned over there, Eli Nosu Yorshim. This is a case where there are three liens on the property of the deceased. There's a ksuva, and there's a debtor, and there's an heir. So there we say that the money goes to the heir. Why is that? Because the heir's inheritance is much more direct. Because all of them require shvua before they collect. The heirs don't require a shvua. Now, if the heirs, though, could be pressured to give up their metalklin for the ksuva of the woman, right, which was still extant, so then here, even if they could get it without a shvua, immediately afterwards we should pressure them to go and give the money, the metalklin, to the almana. It must be that we don't, that in this case over here, we don't pressure. We pressure the husband to give money from Talmud to the ksuba, but not the heirs. They're not pressured at all. Okay?
So it's not
ksuba's point of view. No, it's not ksuba's point of view. Although the Yerushalmi asked for that in over here, but that's not the issue over here. Why would you think the ksuba's point of different?
It sounds like it. Because the husband's still alive here. So when you're saying heirs.
No, heirs the husband's dead.
Oh, the husband?
Yeah, the heirs of the dead husband. The dead husband left property over. So who gets their property? So saying the Yorkshire gets it, buck stops there, doesn't have to go on to the...
Don't they have to, are they obligated to support the wife?
Not for Metalfa. Zonas, yeah, but not for Tzula. Not for Tzula. So that's what I'm saying, the Yorkshire don't even, so really, we pressure a husband to pay his wife Tzula and Metalfa, but not the Yorkshire. They're not pressured. Ma'amishbuna, according to the pay motion explains, do we make the woman take a shvua that she was not reimbursed for the ksuva previously when her husband took a nether to divorce her? So we say to the husband, you have to pay up her ksuva, and we're going to pressure and pray for the talmud too. But do we flip the tables and make her take a nether that she didn't get anything? Doesn't want to know. Tamar, I mean, they say over there the colloquialism. I didn't collect from the straw. You expect me to have collected from the actual produce? What was she going to get? Her husband divorced, so all of a sudden, even if it wasn't a sudden, certainly wasn't happy with her, so therefore it's unlikely she got any property service. She doesn't have to take an oath that she didn't get any property. Okay? Now, so I we'll stop here, but this is a pretty fundamental Mishnah, because this Mishnah of Gemara, because this Gemara is telling us a very basic malachim in the Bavli and Yerushalmi. According to the Bavli, you divorce first, Suva we'll worry about later. According to the Yerushalmi, Suva first, then afterwards we'll talk about divorce. And also, again, according to the Bavli, we never shunt them off to Metalfa. It's always Karkos. And our mission is also Karkos. According to Yerushalmi, no, we pressure him to pay for the Metalfa, not his heirs, right? He could have got him Tali, but he himself be pressured to pay him Tali.
So Sham is more woman-friendly?
More progressive.